For as long as I can remember, I have been interested in the prehistoric stone monuments that are prolific in the British Isles. From Beorgs of House Setter in the north of the Shetland Isles to the Men and Toll near Land's End in Cornwall. They have not just fired my imagination, but for all of recorded history, people have marvelled at these mysterious monuments and wondered what they might have once been used for. I don't think there is a single person in the UK who does not have their own theory when it comes to these ancient stone constructions. Some will tell you that they are calendars to mark the passing of the seasons. Others will have you believe that they are cemeteries or temples. And yes, there are even some who are certain that these are the places where aliens once landed to commune with human beings. But it is not really the history, however interesting, of these and other stones that I will be addressing in this and subsequent blogs, but the many folk tales that have grown up around them. It seems, for every prehistoric monument, there is a folk story to go along with it. So now I'd like to take you to the picturesque village of Stanton Drew in northeast Somerset. With a population of just under 800 and just one pub, the Druid's Arms, which I can personally recommend, you could call it a bit of a sleepy little place when compared to the city of Bristol, which lies just a few miles to the north. It is here in this village, tucked away behind the 800-year-old Church of the Virgin Mary, in a field that is usually home to a herd of cows, that we find three wonderful stone circles. The one named the Great Circle is one of the largest of its kind in the UK, second only to Avebury, which I will be covering in a future blog. These circles are in fact not alone in the immediate landscape, and in the beer garden of the aforementioned Druid's Arms can be found what is known locally as the Cove. It is thought that this monument may once have been a long barrow, which is a sort of semi-cylindrical burial mound. It is said that the cove predates the circles by around 1,000 years, with the circles being erected somewhere in the late Neolithic to early Bronze Age. Sadly, not a great deal of archaeological work has been done at Stanton Drew, but a geophysical survey has shown that, like its more famous sister, Stonehenge, there was once concentric circles of wooden posts that were later replaced by the stones we still see there today. Another interesting archaeological fact is the lack of finds that archaeologists have uncovered there. Whilst there was a good assemblage of worked flints found outside of the circles, with some microliths dating back to the Mesolithic, inside the circles themselves it appears to be very clean, which is not in keeping with other similar sites. It is almost as if it was made, then for some reason seldom used, or perhaps only a select few were allowed to enter, and even then on special occasions, which is a very tantalising mystery in itself. This, of course, is a very brief explanation of Stanton Drew, and it is by no means exhaustive. I will include some links below and would strongly encourage you to read more about this fascinating place. As I mentioned earlier, nearly all of the UK's megalithic monuments have some sort of folktale associated with them. And of course, Stanton Drew is no exception. For you see, the story goes that many years back, on a warm midsummer's eve, which on this date happens to fall on a Saturday, a wedding party had gathered to celebrate the marriage of a young couple earlier that day in the village church. All of their family and friends had joined them in a field behind the village church for music and dancing, and we have to assume more than a few sips of the local brew, which has always been customary at occasions such as these. Once all had gathered, a harper struck up a merry tune, and they laughed and danced into the night. The merriment continued for some hours, until the poor harper could pluck his strings no more, and upon informing the happy couple that he could no longer strum his harp, and that they should beware, as it was getting close to midnight, and if they danced on the Sabbath, the devil may take them. He collected his harp and headed home to rest. The bride and groom took no heed of the harper's warning, and with a carefree laugh the bride called out to a passing piper to play for them, and along with their guests they continued to dance long into the night. The piper played and played, and the dancers danced, and as they grew tired they realized they couldn't stop, entranced as they were by the music from the pipe. They called out to the piper to stop, but the piper just kept playing, and the dancers now danced against their will long into the midsummer Sabbath. The next morning the harper returned to the field that had been filled with such laughs and merriment only a few hours before, to collect a hood that he had forgotten. As the sun rose and the early morning mist was rising from the field, he was greeted by a sight most baffling. Where the bride and groom and guests had danced the night before, there was now a circle of stones, one stone for each of those who had dared to dance on the Sabbath. To the harper it was clear, the revellers had paid no attention to his warning, and indeed the devil had cast the happy couple and their guest into stone, forever doomed to stand in that Somerset field forevermore. Often a folk story will come with a message encoded within it, and this one is, of course, no different. Within Christianity, working or playing on the Sabbath is strictly forbidden, and it is easy to see that this is a story created to perhaps remind people to observe that rule. But thankfully, it is only a story, because if it were not, this writer would have been turned to stone many years ago for partying late on a weekend. I think this is also a play by the Christian Church to cast a dark shadow over pagan solstice celebrations, which have traditionally been held at stone circles like Stanton Drew in the UK, and still are to this day. In fact, if you are ever in the area of Stanton Drew, or any other stone circle, on the midsummer solstice, you could freely go along and join in the celebrations. They really are a lot of fun. And although we have no idea what would have happened at these places on the solstice when they were built, or even if they were originally intended to be used for that sort of celebration, you do get a strong feeling of being connected with your very ancient ancestors.